The consumers who are low risk will score better with the new FICO score, and the consumers that are high risk will score lower. We're very optimistic about 2008, and we have seen, you know, starting in December that things are turning around.
Welcome to the first Call on Colleen Real Estate Netcast for 2008. I'm David Black, along with Keller Williams Realty agent Colleen Black. FICO 08, that's the name of some big changes coming in how your credit rating will be determined.
Casey Hararian is a familiar voice on our programs. As a lender with First Federal Mortgage here in Birmingham, Casey works with a lot of people looking to buy homes. He knows how important credit is when it comes to qualifying to get a loan. So we asked Casey to talk about the changes FICO 08 could mean to your credit rating, and to give us his general financial outlook for our area this year, 2008.
Casey, thanks for being with us. What are some of the big changes that are on the horizon for the way credit scoring is done?
Well, David, as you probably have known and seen and heard in the media, we are in a very volatile market right now as far as the housing market, the mortgage crisis, as they put it in the media. And now, just to throw another item on top of that, we are in a changing credit scoring market for the year 2008. The Fair Isaac Corporation, who is the maker of the popular FICO credit score that's used by most lenders in the country, is offering a new credit scoring model.
And just to make sure that everybody, that I understand this right, FICO is your score that really represents how viable you are as a borrower.
Yes, exactly. It's unfortunate that our credit worthiness is determined by a score or by a number, which is, you know, it's not something that I believe in, but unfortunately that's where we are in this society. A number determines, you know, how good or bad of a consumer you are. But yeah, FICO is your representation of your credit worthiness.
And so Fair Isaac believes there's a better way to figure out what that number should be for everybody?
Fair Isaac has been working on a new model for years now. But with what happened last year in the default rate on mortgages and the foreclosures that have come up with people, you know, falling farther and farther into debt, and delinquencies have really sped up the process of going with a new model. And what the new model is trying to accomplish is trying to give a better indication of someone's credit worthiness. And by that, I mean that the new FICO 08, which is going to be the name of the new credit model, is it's going to be more forgiving of occasional slips by consumers, but it will take a harder line on repeat offenders. So let's say someone forgets to pay their Sears credit card payment for 1 month. In the past, there would be hit really hard on their credit score, but now they're going to look at it and say, is this an occasional bump in the road? They forgot to pay the bill, they didn't get the statement in the mail, or whatever the reason was. So we're not going to penalize them as bad as for someone that has a tendency or has a history of being late on several things.
In other words, it may become an easier, perhaps quicker process to recover credit-wise if you just have one little bump in the road, so to speak?
Exactly. The new model will more finely slice and dice information on the consumer credit to do a better job of separating the good risk from the bad risk. Right now, they're kind of pulled together, and it's hard to determine if someone has had a good history but had one mishap versus somebody that's just had a history of bad or being delinquent on their payments. Basically, the consumers who are low risk will score better with the new FICO score, and the consumers that are high risk will score lower.
So this gets into how you manage your money in a general sense then. If you are consistently late paying bills, this new system is not going to work in your favor.
Absolutely. It's actually going to penalize harder or be harsher on those consumers that are habitual delinquents, as opposed to somebody that has had a great history and, you know, something maybe have come up where they fall behind 1 month and then they pick back up and you know, stay on track from that point on.
I'm kind of sensing then that maybe people with sort of marginal credit could possibly come out a little better in this if they have a better track record of trying to be regular and financially more financially responsible.
Correct. One of the scenarios that you might want to consider is that someone that has several types of credit. What I mean by that is they may have a car payment, a house payment, a couple of credit cards, and maybe a student loan, will benefit from this new credit model as opposed to someone that has maybe two credit cards and they are almost maxed to the limit. What the new model will take into consideration is a variety of credit and being able to juggle or manage those type of credits as opposed to someone that only has a credit card and they're not being spread in different industries as different types of credits.
Do you think this is going to allow lenders then to more accurately assess a borrower's viability?
That's the whole point of the new model. They're trying to give lenders a better indication of one's credit worthiness.
What about the process where more than one person is signed on to use someone's card? That's an authorized user?
Yeah, it's called authorized user.
Is that going to change under this new setup?
The new model will change the concept of being an authorized user, and it may hurt some people in the process. With that, what I mean is that if someone that has had blemishes on their credit and they're trying to improve their score by piggybacking on someone else's credit card in order to accomplish, by accomplishing that they want to improve their score, that's going to go away with the new model in order to prevent that strategy. But at the same time, the new model will hurt the son or the spouse that has no credit and trying to get established by becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card, because the new model will not allow for them to establish credit.
So if somebody has a child that they want, or they would initially be thinking of letting them sign on as an authorized user, it sounds to me, Casey, as if that child may be better off trying to get a card on their own. Am I reading that right?
Correct. One thing that I suggest to the new or the young customers that I talk to that who are trying to establish their credit is to walk into any bank that they have a checking account with and ask for a secured credit card. With that, the bank requires them to put in $500 or $1,000 into an account, and they issue a credit card with that amount as the limit. Now, yes, you have to pay it back every month, but it guarantees the bank that in case you did defaulted on that credit card, they are able to recoup the money that they have, you know, put up front for it.
So that's sort of a secured collateral, but it also allows the person with the card to start building a paper trail, a credit history.
Right. That's the whole point of it. By issuing the credit card, you will promote the consumer to go out and spend on it, knowing that there is a limit on that credit card and making sure that you pay the monthly payment each month where you will establish credit that way.
With respect to the real estate market, for someone who wants to buy a home and who's going to be going through the process of being evaluated for getting a loan, what do those people need to keep in mind with this new method? What's important? Anything in particular, or is it the same advice that we've heard before about pay down your debt, get rid of your credit card debt, and things like that?
Well, the same rule of thumb applies. You know, pay your bills on time, either when you're buying a house, when you're not buying a house. That's just, you know, it's common sense that you just have to stay on top of your bills. But at the same time, if you have blemishes on your credit card or in your credit report that you're trying to correct, the best way to do it is to, what I tell people all the time, stay clean for 12 months. That means do not have a late payment on anything that you owe for 12 months. And because we only go back 12 months when we look at somebody's credit history. The other thing is that if you don't have credit established, is go to a bank and get one of those secured credit cards and start establishing yourself. And you'll be surprised within 6 months you'll have a 700 credit score. And as far as, you know, talking to lenders, just make sure that you're talking to a reputable company with excellent track record. And First Federal Mortgage, who's owned by First Federal Bank, is one of those companies. And we're here to serve, and we're here to answer questions that you may have, not necessarily to originate a loan, but, you know, we do a lot of hand-holding, we do a lot of counseling at the same time.
This new scoring method, I assume, is going to be implemented on a gradual scale, do you know?
Well, there are three credit bureaus, the Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. One of them has already adopted the new model, and the other two are slowly but surely are coming on board. And by the third quarter of 2008, we should see all three bureaus being involved and utilizing this new model.
I'm going to play devil's advocate with you, Casey. Earlier in the interview, you used two words, the mortgage crisis. Is there a mortgage crisis, in your opinion, in this area, local market?
That's funny. I get that question asked on a daily basis. First of all, when you hear mortgage crisis on Fox News or CNN, you have to really think, are they talking nationwide or are they talking about your neck of the woods? And you have to be really selective on what you take away from what you see on TV and radio, and maybe do a little bit due diligence and following up with your local market and see if that really applies to you or not. As far as I'm concerned, Alabama has not seen a mortgage crisis, or we are not in a slow housing market compared to everywhere else. The houses are still being built in Birmingham, if you haven't noticed. The resales are still going strong, and the new construction is still is a big part of the housing market here.
As we record this interview with you, we are less than halfway through the first month of the whole new year. How has the year been so far for First Federal Mortgage?
Well, it's interesting you asked me that. 2 days ago, I got an email from our senior vice president of the bank saying that in the first 5 days of January, we have originated over $11 million in loans. That's a large number considering only 4 days of that were working days.
That doesn't sound like too much of a mortgage crisis to me.
No, it doesn't. And we're very optimistic about 2008, and we have seen, you know, starting in December, that things are turning around and people are getting out there and looking at houses, and it seems like it's a promising year.
Anything else you want to throw in about what we've been talking about this episode?
Just be aware of what type of market we're in. We're in a changing time. And something that may have, you know, been true for 20 years, it may not be true anymore. And just stay on top of what's going on around you, and try to stay focused on what's happening in your area, not what's happening in California or New York or Florida.
And again, as we're in the middle of the month of January as we record this, I assume rates are still pretty good on 30-year loans.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, you can't just listen to what they say on the radio and on watch on TV, but the rates are at all-time lows. As a matter of fact, yesterday we quoted 5.5% for a 30-year fixed and 5% for a 15-year fixed. So the rates should not be an excuse to prevent you from going out there and looking at houses and putting contracts on houses.
Casey, come back and see us again soon, okay?
Will do. Can't wait. Thank you.
That's Casey Hararian with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. If you'd like to talk with Casey, he's happy to answer your questions. You can find his contact information on our website. Just click on the Info Center button on the left side and select Lenders. And if you'd like Casey to talk about a particular subject on one of our episodes, just let us know. My email address is Colleen@callonColleen.com. I spell my name with two L's and two E's. Or you can call me at area code 205-356-5412.
A reminder that you can find a lot of information about Shelby County, Alabama real estate at one website, callonColleen.com. Colleen Black specializes in Shelby County. We thank you for listening and hope you can join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. I'm David Black. See you next time.